Okay, this is Bhandarkar, page 168, finishing the long paragraph beginning with Yani, Yanyeva. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So I don't have to read through it again.
No.
Okay. So we have Udama Vritehe.
Oh, yeah.
Vritehe is excessive, and it's in the ablative singular, mm-hmm. right? So what does Udama mean?
You know, I didn't look it up. I just looked up Udama Vritti.
Oh.
It's in the back, and it means excessive.
Oh, okay. The whole thing is
excessive. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You know, Vritti really, we think of Vritti as thought modification, but it actually means activity or business.
Yeah.
That's so right. When you say antakarana, the whole phrase is antakarana vritti.
Right.
The activity
of
the antakarana. And so we call it a thought modification.
Is it also a tendency, the vritti of water is to flow down like that?
It might be. Mm-hmm. It has a lot of meanings. Mm. Uh-huh. I can look up if you want.
No.
So excessive. And
and what case is it in?
Ablative?
Yeah.
So the, and then we have koshat, which is ablative singular, meaning
shokat.
What did I say?
Sorrow.
Shokat. What did I say?
You and koshat.
Oh, sorry. Dyslexia.
Yeah, I
do have my health dyslexia. Shokat, which is due to misery or suffering. And upi. And then maranat. And upi again. So, maranat is that due to death or dying?
Yeah, from dying.
From dying, okay.
Yeah. From dying or from the sorrow, excessive sorrow.
Okay.
From death, dying death, from death or excessive.
All right, and so then we have kashta. Tamam.
Kashta tamam.
Kashta tamam, which means the most terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how that's declined.
No, tama. It's declined like an ending, and it's in the feminine.
Oh, okay. So it's just
kashta tamam, avastam, yeah.
Feminine accusative. Okay. And then avastam, which is accusative, feminine accusative singular, which means to remain or stay.
Avastam.
Avastam. And anu bhavanti, which is a PAP, meaning experiences or feels. And it's in the feminine nominative singular mm-hmm. also.
It's a PAP?
Yeah.
Active.
Present active participle.
Okay.
And then we have tata eva anke.
Mm-hmm.
And tata is in this manner or thus, and then eva, and unke is in the lap. It's in the locative singular, in or on the lap.
Mm-hmm.
And sama ropita,
mm-hmm.
and that is a PPP and it means placed.
Mm-hmm.
And chandrapida, which is chandrapida. And charana, which is foot, and then doya. I don't know how that's declined. I couldn't figure it out. I know it means twofold or a pair, so it's like saying 2 feet.
But you have to take it probably as a bahuvrihi.
Okay.
Because
oh, so
doya means both
okay.
feet, both of the feet.
Okay, well, I'm thinking that it was it was Chandrapida's feet, right?
Yeah.
But why
but they
is it
were
the
placed
feminine?
On the lap, right?
Oh, on the lap, which is feminine?
No. We're talking about, if you go to the Kadambari.
Okay.
So that's the woman.
Yes.
Who's grieving.
Yes.
You know, on her lap, right?
Yes.
The one whose, both of whose
feet are on her lap. But why would feet be in the feminine?
That's
what
No, no, no. Let's see how that compound goes. Okay. Samaropita, Chandrapita, Charana, Dwaya.
Oh.
See, this she is one.
Yes.
On whose lap.
Okay.
But, let's see, how would you do that?
Yeah, because that's...
It is the both feet...
Mm-hmm.
Both of the feet of Chandrapita are placed on the lap. You have to take the MK. But now, she is one.
She's the one who has his feet in her lap. So it's because it's describing her, it's in the feminine. Is that right?
That's how I took it. Because otherwise, why would it be feminine?
I just couldn't get my mind.
Dwaya is a feminine. It's an adjective, I think.
Mm-hmm. But it's weird that that would be an appellation for her, you know, somehow.
Well, it's not just an appellation, it's descriptive, right? She's, it's not like a name.
The one who has Chandrapada's feet in her lap.
Yeah.
So that's how, is that how we would say that?
The one who has the one both, of the, of Chandra, both feet of Chandrapada are placed. Okay. The one that throws you off a little is the Anke. So you have to just take the, you know, if it said Anka Samarogita and Anka was part of the compound, then there's no problem in the way that you deal with it. So you have to think she's the one.
I get it.
But you could say like this, the one by whom both of Chandrapada's feet are placed on her lap. That's one way. Because we have the Samarobita, which means placed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's it placed by? It's placed by her, by Kadambari. Mm. We have to think about that. I think that would work, though.
I can kind of get it. It's just
Okay. Here we are, resuming.
Okay. All right, so where was I? Oh, yes. So we have this Bahuvrihi, and so I guess we need to now break it down into its component parts.
Yeah.
So, foot and so charana and dwaya, I would say, would that be a shashti? Pair of feet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we got a shashti there. And then between foot and chandrapada, so it's the foot of him, so that would be a shashti too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is the dvaya ending just a nominative feminine singular?
Yes.
It's actually nominative.
No.
It's not.
It's nominative, but it's feminine because it's a bahuvrihi.
Yeah, like lata, right? Is it like lata?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but this entire thing is nominative.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so
nominative
it's going
singular.
Back to the woman.
Kadambari, right?
Yeah, Kadambari. I don't remember her name. Okay, and then between Chandrapada and placed. Would that be a karmadarya?
Yeah, dwayam.
Yes.
Using as the neuter at the end of a compound.
Oh.
Usually means pair, couple, brace. Dwaya itself is an adjective. It means twofold, double, of two kinds or sorts. But dwayam, at the end of a compound, means pair. So, which is how it's being used here, right? The pair
so
of feet.
So dwayam is being declined as...
dwaya. Because dwaya. Because... bahuvrihi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Describing the woman.
That's why.
Yeah, that's why.
Because the case of Kadambari. Oh.
Yeah.
So between the PPP and Chandrapada, is that a Karmadarya?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there you have it.
And you see how the by is left hanging? Because you have the pair...
The one by whom, you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that's going to be the yena, or in the feminine. What's feminine of yena?
Yaya.
Okay.
Okay, and then we have another compound, dura, agamana, kinena, and so dura. That's all one word?
Oh no, it's a compound.
Okay. No, but I mean dura.
I mean, it's taking that preposition, right?
Okay, so that means distant or remote or far off or to a high degree. It could be either one, on any of those. And then agamana means coming or arriving or returning. So returning from a distant place is what I'm
Yeah, that's right.
Is. Okay,
yeah.
Or from a remote place.
Yeah. Returning from afar.
From afar.
Right.
And then kinena is a neuter... noun, declining instrumental singular, and it means afflicted or suffering or pain or distressed.
Yeah. Or exhausted.
So, exhausted, yeah.
It's a PPP, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
So why are you saying neuter?
Oh, no, I did find it as a noun.
Oh, okay. And yeah. It's as a neuter noun, but it's
yeah,
a...
Yeah, it's also, it's actually a PPP.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
Okay, so... Let me just make a note of that. Okay. So, this is... Is this a behoovery? No.
But no, no, no.
It's just a regular compound.
No, because it's, yeah, exhausted okay. by their trip.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, exhausted,
Well, let's see.
By, so this would be like an instrumental.
And it's going to go back to who?
To Chandra.
See, since it's a PPP, and so is Bubukshita, oh. It's not a Bahuvrihi.
It's not a Bahuvrihi, yeah. That's right. So it's
because they, the
it's
like the
right.
group of princes and the servant were exhausted by
that's
their
right.
trip and were hungry.
Yeah.
PPP is not, I mean, a Bahuvrihi is never going to end in a PPP.
I don't know. I don't think so because it automatically becomes adjectival.
Right.
Right.
I'm trying to get that in my brain.
Like by the king, by the prince who was exhausted by the
yeah.
distant travels,
uh-huh.
and by the group of princes who were hungry.
Right.
Bubukshitena.
Right. And so when you see a PPP as a final member, you always want to think Tatpurusha.
Mm-hmm. Or actually, you want to think Tat Purusha for the internal compound, but you want to see just like an adjectival.
But it's
compound.
Not a Karmadarya, though, is it? I mean,
well, you're not going to think about that
okay.
in reference to another word. You're just
oh,
thinking,
I see what you mean. Yeah,
yeah,
I get it. I was just thinking of when you're breaking down the compound.
You're not going to think about that in reference
when
to
when you're
another
breaking
word
down. If you've got a PPP at the end of a compound, or even internally to a compound, it's going to be followed by. It's going to be then. In front of it is going to be a tritiya,
mm-hmm.
so that'll be a tatpurusha.
Right.
Usually,
yeah. Right.
Know, unless there's something that we don't know about. That's
okay.
what's common.
So this is a tritiya tatpurusha.
Yeah.
And then, so that's the relationship.
Are
and
you saying that a PPP at the end of a compound?
Yeah. If you have the PPP at the end of a compound, the word that precedes it is almost.
Would be the tritiya.
Yeah. So the tritiya tatpurusha.
Couldn't that still be a bhuri in the final?
Well, if it's a PPP, the PPP usually forms an adjectival relationship with a noun that it's modifying, right? Because it like, for instance, in this case, the group of princes Putra Lokena, by the group of princes, Loka just means group there, by the group of princes, who were afflicted. Or by the group of princes who were hungry. That's just an adjectival relationship. You don't need a form of yesya there. Just like if you have a PPP within a compound, a PPP that's followed by a noun, that's a karmadarya.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so say adjectival relationship. So say it's a word outside, then that compound is just has an adjectival relationship with the noun, rather than having to be related to the noun by a form of yet. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I know. The problem is that I don't think the at least the last time I looked, the discussion of the Bhagavad
Gita. Yeah.
You know that lesson where you discuss the Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah.
I don't think that's on the line, so I'm missing that piece of it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So
I'm behind.
It's all right. It's not, you're busy, but I think that's why I'm a little lost.
If you read what we've done, is read Goldman
yeah.
on Bahuvrihi, which is really good.
Good.
Read Goldman and then read Bhandarkar.
Because I tried to read Bhandarkar and I didn't
catch a chance. No, Penny, we're never reading Bhandarkar first anymore.
We did for a long time.
Yeah. We read Goldman, and then Bhandarkar brings in some details that can be important, and
well,
that works really well.
I'll try that approach and see.
And I'll see if I can catch up with the online thing.
Because when I learned with you, Penny, we just learned it. We learned it the way you're thinking of it. So that was new for me too, where you have to apply yes, yeah. You
have to.
Yes, yeah. Well, you have to think of it in that way.
Yeah,
so it's not as straightforward.
Kind of true, because we were never taught that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So if you... it's so good. You're so good in Goldman.
It is. It's really good.
Okay, great. Good.
All right.
If I need help, I'll take tutoring with Tara.
Okay. Give me a call. I only charge $100 an hour. joking.
She means $150. That's why.
No.
Joke.
never. Okay, so where was I? Oh, yeah, so we have a Tritiya Tatpurusha there, and it's... Oh, and the whole thing's declined in the instrumental singular.
Right.
Okay. And then we have Api again. And then Bupukshitena, which is a PPP meaning hungry, and it's in the instrumental singular. So I guess all of this is describing this group of princes, right?
Yeah. And the, see, when you get to that Rajaputra Lokena, then Swa Parijanena Cha. So it's like the group of princes and her servant.
Oh, okay.
It's all because they were all together.
Okay.
They're all totally worn out.
Okay, got it.
And starving. Yeah. They're worn out and hungry and deluded.
So does Parijanena mean servant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Couldn't find that.
I think it's in there.
Yeah, I think if I
was it in the vocab?
It's in
the,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Parijana.
Okay.
An attendant, a servant.
Okay.
Masculine.
It's not surprising.
No.
Okay. Okay, so, and then Apriti Panna Snana Pana.
Wait, no.
That's all.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Upi and then this whole, which is Apriti Panna Snana Pana Bhojanena. And so, does Apriti mean without? I was a little confused.
Oh, sorry.
By some of this. What's apriti mean?
What do you see? Apriti.
Isn't that apriti?
I'm sorry, I lost my place.
Okay. So
it
after
Muktatma, Roger.
No, before that. Before Muktatma.
Bhuchitena, Api. Oh, apratipanna.
Yeah.
Pratipanna.
Oh, that all goes together?
So negates it all.
Okay.
Pratipanna means to get, to
it's
obtain.
Pratipanna, okay.
Apratipanna.
And panna, that means to gain.
Mm-hmm. Then snana, pana, bhojanena.
Okay, and so snana is bathing,
mm-hmm.
and pana is drinking.
Mm-hmm. And bhojana can be eating.
Bhojana eating, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and it's bhojana is declined to instrumental singular.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't really know what
now
to
you've
say.
Got a bhuvarti.
Yeah, okay.
Now so, it's got to be a bhuvarti.
Yeah.
Bhojana just means...
Eating.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So it means the one who has... Who needs to eat? Who needs
no, no,
to...
No.
Who hasn't gotten any... Hasn't gotten any food or drink or bath.
Okay.
Yeah. They haven't...
They've gone without. They have not eaten...
So this is Bhojana.
Yeah, because Bhojana doesn't equal Rajaputra. Rajaputra isn't food. See, if you
said
Rajaputra isn't eating.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's the Rajaputra, that Bhojana has to come into relationship with the Rajaputra. So by the princess and the servant, who were for whom there was no food or drink.
Oh.
Or whom...
Bhojanena,
by whom?
It's singular.
But by whom? Because of the Pratipanna.
Right.
Yeah, Penny?
Why was it the first part, though?
Because it was a participle. Because it was a past participle. This isn't a past participle, it's a noun. You know? And so past participle forms an adjective.
You couldn't relate it? You still couldn't think of it as, by the ones who came from afar?
You would say, but there's a noun here that it relates to, by the Rajaputra, by the group of kings. So just say, by the Rajaputra, right, who who was tired, Khinna, who was exhausted by the long travel, Duragamana, Khinnena. So the Rajaputra was exhausted. That's an adjectival relationship. Whereas if you say by the Rajaputra, you can't say who was eating, who was bhojana as a noun, who was food, say. By the Rajaputra is not bhojana.
Yeah.
That's not a past passive participle or any type of verbal construct. Mm-hmm. So Rajaputra will never equal bhojana.
Right, I get it.
Yeah. So then you have to have a yes-yeah relation, a yet relationship between the eating and the Rajaputra. And since there's a pratipanna, PPP there, it suggests that the yet relationship would be yena, because it was not, they didn't, by whom there was no bath, drinking, or food obtained. Pratipanna means to gain.
So where exactly does the Bahuvrihi start?
The Bahuvrihi, what you do, Penny, is you take the whole compound, and then you that compound is going to break up internally like any other compound. But then you have to look and see what is the relationship of that compound to the noun which it's relating itself to. It can't be an adjectival relationship. It's not a relationship of apposition, an appositional relationship. So it has to be a relationship that you can construct by the use of yesya, or yed, or yena. Yena, yesma, yesya, yesmin. Even yam can be used in the accusative in some instances. And so now...
the piece of this that's the Bahuvrihi, is that the piece that starts after Apyaprakriti?
No, the whole compound has a Bahuvrihi relationship with something outside. Here it's the Rajaputra Loka and the Swapadijana.
Okay.
That's what it relates to. But it doesn't relate to in an appositional relationship, like for instance, the Rajaputra doesn't equal eating. Like the king is a man, that's appositional.
Right.
In the apposition.
That would be karma.
That could be a type of karmadharya.
Okay.
Right, but you're not going to say the king or the servant, the prince, is eating.
Yeah.
Eating is the act of eating.
Yeah.
The prince equals the act of eating.
Yeah.
He doesn't equal the act of eating.
Yeah.
Right? He is one, in this compound, he is a person by whom food, drink, and
snana,
a pratipanna, they haven't gotten. They're not obtained by him. All this whole group of people, they haven't gotten anything. So by whom these three things have not been gotten.
Also, that's why it's kind of describing them.
Yeah,
there comes a karmadharya relationship to the Rajaputra Lokena. Okay.
Not karmadharya.
No, I meant, sorry.
Bahuvrihi. Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep
listening. Yeah, Penny, you have to slog through that gold and it'll all become really clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I won't ask anything.
Well, you can ask, but you are not going to understand it till you read Goldman, because it's a little bit a different thing.
Ask until
you're Goldman. Yeah, that's good.
So internally, for this Bahuvrihi, it's kind of like a dwandwa in a way. I mean,
yeah, the first part.
Yeah, okay. So between bhojanena and pana,
and there's one other thing you can do with that. I don't know how this guy does.
Not sure how to do that.
Well, say if you take, you can take
eating of what, drinking, or
well, if you take bhojana in the sense of enjoyment, then it's
enjoyment.
A shashti.
Oh, okay, so
then it's by the enjoyment means by the consumption of drink and of drink,
dating,
pana and eating. But if you take bhojana,
right?
If you take bhojana as the eating, and snana and bhojana, by the eating and drinking and bathing.
Then that would all be a dwandwa. That would all be
a dwandwa.
Dwandwa, yeah.
Which were not gained, right?
Which were not gained, yeah.
Yeah. By whom?
Doesn't that make more sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it makes much more sense.
Yeah. So it's just all dwandwa between those three.
Yeah.
Between those three. And then between snana and apratipanna.
Apratipanna goes with that group of three. You know, three of these things were not obtained.
Mm-hmm. Right, but apratipanna is part of the boundary, right? And so between apratipanna and snana, the relationship, or between apratipanna and snana pana bhojana,
the karmadharya
relationship is.
Karmadharya.
Okay. All right, then we have mukta.
Muktatmana.
Muktatmana, which is liberated, self is liberated?
No, that's Vedantic language.
Oh, okay.
Here, mukta also means, like muj means one who's become delusional.
Oh.
One who's become fainted. Oh. So, like, whose mind has gone because they're starving.
Okay. So they've become, they're delusional.
Yeah, whose minds are and atma just means mind. Yeah. Who is a muktatma means that they're confused.
Weird. Just the exact opposite.
They've lost their mind. Yeah. It's in the instrumental singular. And I just think it's a karmadharya.
Really?
Well,
the internal.
Internal karmadharya.
Internal, yeah.
But I guess it's for those whose mind, I would say it wouldn't be a behooverhi.
It would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But internally, it's a karmadharya.
How is it? Oh, karmadharya, yeah, of course.
Internally, yeah.
We can never say something is internally bahuvrihi, right?
No.
Because bahuvrihi is always to the outside.
No, actually, you can have an internal bahuvrihi that relates to another member within the compound.
Really complex compound.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I hope we don't see those.
Yeah, you'll see them.
And then is Raja Putra one, is that an actual one word meaning princes, or is that?
Son of the king.
Son of the king.
Means a prince.
Okay.
And Loka, you know, we think of Loka as meaning world, but it can also mean a person.
Okay.
It can mean like the world or a state of one of the Lokas, and, you know, one of the many Lokas. Or it can mean a crowd or a group.
Okay.
Yeah. So by the group of princes. Okay. I didn't know that. I looked at it.
Wow. You know, in Hindi, it's log, people. Oh, girl becomes girl.
Yeah.
Must be some relationship there.
Yeah.
So we have between Lokena and Putra, it's a shashti.
Yeah.
And it is a shashti
taku. Putra, it's a shashti?
Well, right?
Rajaputra is a shashti, and then Rajaputra with Loka is a crowd of princes, or the group of princes.
It's not the prince and the people.
No. It's the group
of people.
She was accompanied by a group of princes and her servant.
Oh, I thought it was a dwandva between Rajaputra and Loka. Oh, I see.
No.
Okay.
All the people were princes.
Okay, mm-hmm. By a group of princes. And then Swaparijanena, so that's and her servant.
Yeah, the swa goes to her.
Right,
her servant.
Her servant. And Swaparijanena, is that that's a compound, right? Or is the swa just
standing
on
its own? No, it is. I think it's just swasya.
Is that considered a compound?
Is it considered a compound?
I think so.
Okay.
Swabuddhi,
Now let's make a little note of that. I'm looking something up right now. Just want to make sure. Swa, adjective, pronoun, one's own. Okay, so when you stick it on, often in compound in this sense. You hear that?
Yeah.
Yes, it's adjective, often in compound in the sense one. So it would be swasya of hers, right?
Yeah.
The servant of hers.
Right. Okay. So it's a shishti.
Yeah. Swasya.
Okay. And then sha saha nirahara.
Go with the saha. So put the saha with the cha. What does that say then with the saha?
The saha with the cha?
Yeah.
Along so, with.
Right. Yeah, so together with?
Together with her servant.
And?
And the group of princes.
Yeah, so the cha is connecting those two to the saha.
And then nirahara means fasting or having not eaten. Mm-hmm. And it's the feminine nominative. She has not eaten, had not eaten, has been fasting.
Yeah.
And kadambari, which I had trouble with that word, kadambari, and that's her. She Kadambari has not eaten.
Mm-hmm.
And then tum is accusative singular, which could be him or that.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, diva samanayat.
Samanayat.
Diva samanayat. So diva is goddess, and samanayat is sum plus...
Diva's ni- day.
It's day? Oh, sorry. Where did I get that? Day. Davy, it was Davy that I got it mixed up with. I was like,
you're thinking of the divas,
probably.
Yeah, you know the divas.
So I was having dyslexia.
You know the divas. So. The divas are like the great opera singers.
Yeah. Diva. But I was thinking Deva. But when I saw Diva, I just went Deva. I don't know why. And also the translation has something about a goddess in it. Or he just threw that in. Anyway,
that's funny.
So. I'm not sure what this means, but what we have is diva, so that's day, and samanayat is sum plus ni, right?
Yeah, but...
And it's
is it a samanayat? Past tense?
I think so. I think it's sum...
Div.
Anayat. No, I think it's sum anayat. That's what I thought it was, past tense.
Yeah.
That would be
asamaniyat. Asamaniyat. No, but if it was past tense, it would be samananiyat.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you're right. Yep. So I don't know.
Why would it be asaman?
Well, the a would goes in between a part of the position.
But it would have a long ah, that's right.
Why have a long
ah? Well, wait a minute. What if it was just some? Can't it just be some?
Yeah.
Anayat? Some anayat.
What does it mean, though?
Well, some.
What's the ending? Actually, I knew what this meant.
Anayat is just the third person singular, isn't it?
It doesn't end in ut. That's a past tense ending.
Right. I thought
Where's
it was.
Where's the a then?
It's from, you have some, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be summa. It's just some. And then you have that a left over.
Oh, anayat. Do you have an a here? Let me look at this.
Yeah.
So
Oh, wait. Some anayat.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Div, and then diva. Let me look at this diva.
Diva some anayat. What does...
I don't know what it means.
Anayat is from ni?
Ni means... I don't
ni
know.
Ni means to lead, doesn't it? Oh, no, that's ni.
No, it is ni.
It is ni.
It is ni. It has a lot of... It has different meanings, and I couldn't figure out what it... I didn't even write it all down. What is it? Is it go or...
Divam is, it means heaven, the sky, but that's unusual meaning. A day. Is divam.
Maybe they spent the day?
I think she just spent the whole day there not eating or just feeding.
Yeah, I think it's a lot. So ni can be to carry, to lead, to bring, to convey, to take, conduct, guide, right. Direct, govern. Lead away, carry, or bring away. To spend or pass. So they spent the day.
She spent the day.
She spent the day.
Fasting. Spent the day fasting. She.
I don't know what that sum, what the sum does to it, but that's what ni is.
When? Just, you know what, I'm going to look at what this guy's done. The together with is that saha. Right? Together with the princess. past that day, being without food. Oh my God, this whole long thing. This whole is Kadambari, past that day, being without food.
That was the essence of the sentence. Oh God.
So take Deva Samanayat as past the day, being without food.
And what the sum means, the sum implies one of them.
How does the sum change the meaning of a sum? Me? Or does it not really matter? You,
I don't know. I have
no
idea.
I couldn't find anything. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But you looked it up, right? It means past the...
Yeah, the knee on its own means that.
Oh, did you look up some?
I think I tried looking it up that way last night, and I couldn't...
Let me see.
Or this morning, I could not find it.
You know, if you don't know what it means, it often means samyak, and it just enhances the verb, so it should be, you know...
That's probably what it is, then, because I didn't notice
like
it.
Very well. You wouldn't translate it, really. It just accentuates the meaning. Which pra does that also. Mm-hmm. Sometimes pra doesn't really change the meaning at all, it just accentuates it. Mm-hmm. Samni.
Oh, did find it. Gosh. Mm-hmm.
To bring together, to rule, govern, guide, to restore, give back, to lead towards, lead, to bring near, to connect, to unite, to mingle, to mix, to arrange, to obtain, procure, to fulfill.
What page is that on, Carol?
It's on page 1624. At the bottom, second column at the bottom.
Oh, jeez. I think where I go wrong is because of the way the dictionary works with the Anuswaras. Yeah. I think that's what got, because I looked for this and I think I have trouble finding prefixed verbs a lot of times.
I can't find words in the dictionary. I have so much trouble with that.
Do you?
To know where to look exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good. But basically what we're saying is she spent the day like that, or the day, she passed the day.
Listen to what he says from... In that predicament, even, with her retinue of princes and servants, who had not bathed since, had not drinked anything, oh my gosh, and had not taken any food, even though they were extremely hungry. So he took bhojanam to be the one for eating, pana for drinking, right, and the other for bathing. Even though they were extremely tired, he says, even though they were extremely tried, he meant tired, on account of the long distance they had traveled and were very hungry and who had lost their senses, Kadambari, placing the 2 feet of her husband Chandrapita on her lap, passed that day being without food. It's okay, it's mostly there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. This last compound that passed the day would be a bahuvrihi, right? For the one who passed or not.
No, that's a verb. Some
Yeah, that's right, sorry.
Diva. Yeah, it's just a verb. Past tense.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes, you could take, she went through the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She went through the day.
She went through the day hungry, fasting, together with the princes and her servant.
Oh my God.
I don't see anything that makes the servants plural there. Together with the princes, because of loka, it's plural, the group of princes, and her servant.
Her
he
servant.
Does it plural. I don't see anything to make that plural.
Mm-mm.
Just her. But then when you say the mukta atmana who were deluded, you know?
Yeah.
That's clear. and who hadn't obtained any food or drink or hadn't had a chance to bathe. So they were hungry, you know?
Yeah.
And tired from the trip. And then you get to this Amke Samaropita, Chandrapita Chalanadvaya. It's going back all the way, have to bring it all the way back over to Kadamburu.
Right.
Right. And then all of this is just describing her,
mm-hmm.
how she was in a terrible state, you know?
Yeah.
Because of excessive sorrow and also...
Was that because she was so worried about them?
I think so, worried about him.
Worried about him, that he wouldn't return or get killed or something.
Well, he's dead.
He's dead.
Oh, he is dead?
Yeah. And, but she's believing that... That he could, hoping that he could come back to life.
Didn't that happen in the beginning?
Yeah,
so how do we
way back
dead?
When.
Right in the beginning.
See, look at the footnote. This refers to Kadamburi, a damsel who goes to a certain appointed place to meet her lover, Chandrapita, but finds
Maybe
him
that's
dead.
How I knew he's dead.
Hopes have been held out to her by some supernatural power of her lord's revival, and she has been directed to preserve his body.
Oh, so maybe he'll come back alive. Mm-hmm.
And so she's holding him and weeping over him, and
I see. Okay.
Hoping that he'll be come back to life.
I see.
Do we need a little break before we get up? Oh, we haven't. Have we read this? Are we done with it?
Yes,
we did have it. Kiki read it, but and then we did those other just that one other sentence.
Yeah, I know. But okay. Are we done with this?
We're
this
done with it. Yes, thing? It's done.
It's done.
Yeah,
I think
we
it's done.
If we want to, that's
it.
Oh my God.
Actually, just to complete it, why don't you read from Bhashva Moksham, where we started.
Okay.
Okay, I'll repeat.
Bhashva Moksham. Uddham Vrittehe.
Uddham Vrittehe.
Shokatapi Maranatapi.
Shokatapi Maranatapi.
Kashtatamam, avastam,
anubhavanti,
tatha eva amke. Is that right?
Yeah, tatha eva amke.
Samaropita.
Chandrapida. Charanadvaya.
Charanadvaya.
Duragamana. Kinnenapi. Bubhukshitena. Apya Pratipanna. Apya Pratipanna.
Snana pana bhojanena.
Muktatmana. Rajaputra lokena. Swaparijanena cha saha. Nirahara. Kadambari. Tam diva.
Samanayat. Good. Take just a little quick break.
Is the car over? Where is it now?
Somebody picked it up. Kiki, are you doing this one?
Yeah, I haven't. You know, I looked through it a little bit this morning. I don't have it all the way parsed, but I'll do what I can.
I've worked on it, so I'll help
okay.
you if you need it.
Okay, good. I'll just listen.
Sajjanti kunjara ghataha khalu tat prayane tam santatam yudhi parishvajate jayashrihi chetah samasa jati tasya guna anuragat vidya vishuddha hridaye vidusham samuhe. So sajjanti is from sajja, which is to be prepared. So I think it's just sajjanti, it's just titanti, just present tense, I think, right?
I wasn't quite sure. if it was the present third person singular,
what else would it be?
I was thinking it could be a PAP, but I was
But the word is Sanj.
Sanj or Sesj. Actually, it's the same as Sanj.
The oh, Sanj?
Sanj.
Sanj.
I thought it was Sanj. I thought it was Sanj. Two Js.
It is, but that's what happens to the verb.
Oh, Sanj becomes... So Sanj is actually a PPP. You see?
No. It's just a present plural.
Right, that's right. Where did you get Sanj?
Well, that's what I... Sanj. Actually, I meant present plural.
Yeah.
But I was... There was some reason why I was not going with that. I don't know why.
Because it was too simple and straightforward. Because you've been, like, completely, you know... It can't just be third person plural.
Look at this.
Yeah.
He's using Sesj.
Sesj.
That becomes a double J in usage.
Okay, because I found Sesj in the dictionary.
I did too. I found
as a verb.
Sesj?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why the double J then?
I don't know. It was listed as double J in the dictionary.
Well, they have it here as S-A-S-J. You have to account for the double J, don't you?
But the dictionary listed a verb that it was S-J-J.
Okay, let me look it up.
Okay,
yeah, that's
and
what
it
I
meant
found,
to move, to go, move, or cause to move.
Oh, I
to
saw
clean it here
to
fix
prepared.
It.
I saw from that dictionary
yeah.
it said strong or prepared.
Let me just look this up because
right.
if you look on page 172, you can see what Sustra. He's using.
He's using Sustra to be
yeah.
or become ready.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I didn't know that there was anything. Hang on,
well,
I want to see this for myself. What it is.
That's what it is then.
Yeah, but let me see what you're doing
okay.
here. I'm not familiar with it. I just want
to become ready is makes more sense too.
But
to be
prepared also kind of makes.
Yeah,
sense.
They're.
I didn't write the word.
They're ready.
PhD.
You know, the group of elephants
yeah.
are ready. They've become.
I guess
ready.
I was a little confused too. If it was relating to the elephants, like it's in the nominative singular.
Plural.
Kata.
Oh, I thought kata was a feminine noun.
Well, even then, it's the nominative plural. Otherwise, it'd just be kata.
Oh, God. Okay, sorry. Yeah, you're right. I even had the visarga added there, and I still said singular.
Actually, the substantive is kata, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's still plural, feminine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
same. Yeah.
I mean, both. That's why I thought Sajanti Kataha went together because.
So now
it does.
Now I understand that it's the.
I see where your complication.
Third person plural.
Yeah.
Oh, because you thought Kataha is singular.
Yeah, I was thinking it was singular. Like you know how sometimes you have these words that can mean more than one thing, and you decline it in the singular.
A collection of things.
That's what I thought we were dealing with. So. Okay.
Right, but this is like Kataha, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they do have this double Sesj
yeah.
to go or to move.
So when I didn't even think of Sesj because I didn't go that far. I just found that Sesj and I thought, oh, that must be it.
That's what I did too.
Yeah, and that's perfectly reasonable.
But it's not exactly the meaning either. But it could have been to move.
Yeah, it could have been.
It's not what
he's doing.
No. But I guess that would be tricky then if you wouldn't know which verb you were looking at if you just saw the third person
yeah.
plural.
I did look at
well,
Sanj.
Actually, what is the gonna of Sesj? It's one, P. And Sesj is six.
I'm just trying to see. Here, where they do have Sesj. In here, but they just refer you back to Sanj.
Oh.
This is a little.
Would 1P and 6P would be same tita anti, right? Or forgot.
Yeah, but
no.
Take guna. I mean, if it. You know what I'm saying? There might be. It might look differently.
Us never going to take
it. Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's essential.
That's right. It's just. So I guess it could look the same.
I think so.
Yeah. Because six isn't one of those. Six you just add a to, right?
The problem I'm having
yeah.
is the reduplication
of
the j.
Reduplication of the ja.
The duplication of the ja, yeah. With saj, that root, it already is duplicated.
See,
it says sesh, see, sanj. So these two are dealt with in the same way.
Sanj may have back here to be attached.
Yeah, that's that with the sama sanj.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what? We can look into it further. I know that he's, I'm pretty sure he's using this sesh.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That what doesn't make sense is whatever the rule is to cause that duplication. Whereas if you looked it up in the dictionary, the root is sedj with a double j. So
yeah, all right. So they it, they became ready. Is that what it's saying?
Right. So kunjara kata kunjara is ed.
It's like the group of elephants readied themselves when you know when he prepared for battle.
That prayana is to okay. So the nominative, the subject here is just tathi. Oh, sorry, I didn't do kalu. Kalu is just surely or indeed, and then tat prayane.
Prayana means to be getting something or marching.
Starting or march, I think they said here. So when he started, and prayane is just in, I assume, atmanepada singular, right?
For what?
No,
prayane.
So
it could be just regular such, you know, like you looked up, where you say like the group of elephants began moving, were moving. When he began, when he started upon his starting,
it works. Yeah.
Yeah. The elephants move.
So what is prayana? Prayana is noun.
I look at prayana starting or marching.
Yeah, starting or marching prayana. So is prayana actually a locative?
Yeah, singular. Like upon,
upon his marching.
Or beginning.
Right, the group of elephants
moved
or prepared themselves,
Became ready. Become ready.
Right.
It's in the present tense.
Yeah, become ready. Right. Okay. So tam is just accusative singular for he. Nasantatam, I'm going to leave for a second. I didn't get that. But then yuti is just locative singular for in the war. Parish vajate is from parish vaj, which is 1A, to embrace. Jayashrihi is
Parishwaj, right?
Parishwaj.
That sha, swaj, becomes shwaj because of the e of pari.
Where did I find that? I found shwaj. I found parishwaj to be a 1A.
Yeah, that's right. I thought you said parishwaj. It's pari.
Shwaj. I found when I looked it up that it says to move about, well, to go or move, and then with the putty it becomes like moving all over or moving around, no?
I somewhere found parishwaj to embrace.
Yeah.
To embrace?
Yeah, that's what I had to
do. Okay.
I'm wondering if I found it better. Yeah, oh no.
And so parishwajate is just in presence. Again, atmanepada, third person singular.
Yeah. Because it's saying the goddess of war.
I get it here. The subject is Jayashrihi, and the goddess of war embraces him in the yud.
In the war.
And then san,
in battle.
Santatam.
Always, continually, adverbial.
Where did you find
it? Santatam. It's common.
It was hard to find.
It's not santatam. Santatam.
Santatam, that's what I meant, actually.
Okay. It
was hard for me to find.
I'll find it
in here.
That's because you had trouble because of the underswar.
Yes, that's right. But I did find it. It's an indeclinable
at the beginning, though, right?
It's ongoing.
They kind of mix around.
Wow.
Yeah, it means always, constantly, or
so
continually.
So when you come to
sata,
so before constantly. Sata, you get santa. Constantly. Okay. So then Jayashri will constantly embrace him in the war. In the battlefield.
And Tam is just him, right?
Yeah, accused of singular. The first term you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
But santatam is adverbial constantly.
Right. Yeah.
Chetaha samaja samasajati.
Samasajati.
Yeah, so samasajati is from is sam with sanja with sam
and a
to become and a to become attached.
Mm-hmm.
So
the mind
this
is attached, right?
Samasajati then it will is just in the to become attached. So this is just he again tita anti, right? This is just third person singular. So chetaha is talking about I think his mind. So that's maybe chetaha. I don't actually didn't look up chetaha.
You could
chetaha
say
his,
yeah, the mind. You could say his mind. They don't have to put his there.
Tasya, they do have his.
Where?
Tasya.
Tasya later. Chetaha samasajati tasya.
Yeah, tasya.
Okay.
Oh.
I took tasya to go with the guna. Hey Tom, where are you?
I'm in the one bridge station.
Okay, you want me to pick you up?
Yeah, it's raining.
You're going to have to wait just a couple of minutes. Okay, hang up. I'll call you on the phone on the way. I'm just ending my class here. Okay. Bye-bye. Forgot to tell
you
guys. I'm going to finish this.
Okay.
Then I have to go. Tom's coming over from, he's flying in.
Okay.
And he's at the Rockridge, so. So this says, let me just do something. Can I do it for you?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of things I wanted to say. So you could say his mind attaches or is attached to the group. That's the sumuhe in the locative.
Mm-hmm.
Attachment often governs the locative.
Mm.
So the one who, he's attached to the group of wise men.
Mm.
Whose heart... the group, you know, whose heart is purified by knowledge.
Their love of knowledge.
Yeah, this
right.
whole group of, this collection of wise people
yeah.
whose hearts, you would say, whose hearts are purified by knowledge.
By anuraga of knowledge.
Well, that's
his
anuraga, right?
Yeah.
Guna.
Because of
his love of gunas.
Because
his
of his
gunas,
love
right,
of
right,
good
right.
qualities.
Right.
Guna here means good qualities.
Guna anuraga.
So I took Tessie to go there because of his love for good qualities.
Right.
His mind... you know, attaches or is attracted to that samuha collection
right.
of wise men.
Right.
The collection whose behoover he right? The collection
mm-hmm.
whose hearts are
yeah.
purified by knowledge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the entire vidva vishuddha hridaye.
It's kind of funny that the vishuddha hridaye goes with samuha, right? Because vidusham, I would want him to say the collection of wise people, and those wise people, their hearts are purified. But it says samuhe, that means this compound is a behuvergi to mahu samuha. I'm sorry, this long compound goes hridaye, goes over to samuhe. You see what I mean?
So this long compound it starts with vidya, right? Vidya vishuddha hridaye.
Vidya? Oh, yeah. Whose hearts are purified by knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right? That goes to samuha.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, as opposed to vidushan?
Yeah. It's like saying, okay, here's a group of wise men over here in this group of wise men, the group's hearts. So the group's hearts are purified
mm-hmm.
by knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought that the wise men... their hearts are purified by knowledge.
Right.
But it goes to the group.
But it goes to the group of wise men, right?
Yeah, it does.
So if, whenever you say a group of wise men, you cannot just talk about the wise men, right? You have to talk about the collection.
Yeah, I guess they're talking about the group as a whole.
Right.
Yeah.
And what is vidusham?
Wise men. Okay.
In the genitive.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's vidusham samuhe.
Okay.
This guy's mind, because of his love for good qualities... you know,
right.
that guna anuraga,
right.
because of that love for good qualities, his mind is attracted to the group of wise men
right.
whose hearts are purified
by knowledge.
Yeah.
Right, this was much simpler than the other sentences.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we're going to do one more, these sentences.
One, two, three, there's three more.
That's not very many. But we'll do those, and then we'll be done with this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You might, if you have time, start reading the causal.
Okay.
I keep thinking, I do have thoughts about whether we should move away from Bhandarka, but I keep thinking, you know, we started it, I think we should
finish the book.
It's not that much more, now, is it?
Gosh, no.
It's causal and then Eros.
And keep reading Bhandarka. Keep reading Goldman. But do you think these three sentences are enough for next time?
Yes.
Okay.
There are plenty.
All right.
Causal and Eros, that's it. We're done after that with Bhandarka. Carol?
No, there's causal and Eros. Yeah.
That's what
it
says, causal and Eros.
Yeah. Yeah, then there's something on derivatives. I think that'll be very important. The derivative set's really good. You'll love that thing.
I have a feeling that the Eros is going to be nightmare.
Yeah. But at least we'll have plenty of examples of it. And the Eros is used a lot.
The beginning of the book.
Eros is continually used in any of the Mahabharata, the Ramayana, you know, anything away from the Vedanta is full of Eros.
Okay. So yes. From that point of view, it's important to know it.
I think we should know it. Why not?
I've never
learned the Aorist.
But it's good for us to do it. Let's just complete the book.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll feel good about ourselves.
That's right. I like that idea.
All right, you guys can take your time.
Can we just do a prayer?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
It's a rush off.
There you go.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.